trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.
We kick off hour number three of the program. Intern Brett learning the ropes. We're going to let him talk on the radio this week.
Whatever he wants to.
Oh. Remember, Brett, whatever you say, just say it with confidence.
And a big smile on your face.
Always smile when you talk.
Always smile.
Makes the listeners, they can feel
it. You can feel the smile.
Through the airwaves, yep.
That's what I do. I say all my hot takes with confidence, and people start to buy into them.
Uh-huh.
Never get slandered for them or anything.
Yeah, and even though they're terrible. I mean, they're awful takes. People are like, yeah, but he's such a nice guy. If they only knew when the mics go off what Hickman's really like.
Houston, the Washington Commanders paid more than $100 million for some land in Virginia.
Yeah, they're moving. I bet you the NFL and all the owners said, tell you what, we'll buy you the tract of land if you get rid of Snyder.
But Snyder owns the team.
Yeah, but they're trying to get him out of there because he's messing with the money.
Yeah, he was like skimming money right from the other owners.
He won't be long for the NFL.
But didn't he buy the land?
Well, I mean, his name might be on it, but I'm telling you, man, this is the beginning of the end for Snyder.
It's the preferred site for a new stadium, but other options remain open. There's a chance the franchise will buy another 65 to 70 acres at a site that is approximately 23 miles from Washington, D.C. and be right off an exit.
How far is the one that they bought yesterday?
95.
50, like 50 miles?
I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't
poor sound. Bear. His Commanders.
Lots of changes. That
he may have actually dropped them. I don't know. Like, I think when they're good, he jumps back on. Yeah. A little bit of a bandwagon type
Commanders
situation.
There. Like this site because of how it can be developed. According to a source, their plans include a 60,000-seat domed stadium. Maybe we could play a little baseball there this time of year. So it can be used throughout the year, as well as the team's practice facility and amphitheater that seats between 15 and 20,000, a small indoor music arena, high-end retail shops, bars and restaurants, and residential living.
So they're doing the Stan Kroenke plan where you turn the stadium into basically an area.
Yeah, a little city.
Well, that's what Randy Boyd's doing with Smokies Park. It's, you know, Wrigleyville Jr.
The roof would be translucent and the stadium's facade could change colors.
Wow.
Could be white during the day, for example, and burgundy at night.
Okay, cool.
Washington wants to leave FedEx Field, which was built by former owner Jack Kent Cook and opened in 1997. The team owns the stadium as well as the surrounding property, but their contract to play at this site expires in 2026. They can renew it and stay longer if needed, though.
Good. Interesting.
Apparently, they have options available in Maryland, D.C., and other sites in Virginia. They're just keeping their options.
Buying up land.
Mm-hmm.
The American way. Now, they have terrible news also from the NFL.
What's that?
Bowl ban. Well, just one bowl, the Pro Bowl. They're not going to do it anymore. The NFL
Pro Bowl
is toying with the idea of giving up on the Pro Bowl after the lowest viewership, I believe, in the history of the Pro Bowl this last year. They want to celebrate the Pro Bowl players without having the Pro Bowl. Roger Goodell confirmed on Tuesday that the changes coming to the Pro Bowl celebration could include the elimination of the tackle game.
He said it's not working.
It's not working, which is really weird when you think about it, because the NFL does not do a lot of things that don't work. You know, they got, you know, Combine on TV. People tune in for that. They make the schedule release a week-long ordeal. People tune in for that. Obviously, the draft. But the Pro Bowl does not work.
Hmm.
You get a sloppy game.
It just needs to die. They don't even need it. Like, NFL's good enough.
Roger Goodell says the plan is to celebrate our Pro Bowl players, the best players in our league, and give them an opportunity to celebrate that with our fans. We've talked about some of the events around the Pro Bowl that are really extremely popular. The quarterback challenge, the other events, the skills challenge, and things like that. Those are some of the things they will discuss. But item 1A, the doing away with the Pro Bowl game. Are you devastated?
End of an era.
When's the last time you watched the Pro Bowl?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And it was a joke. They were all going half speed. I think it was actually worse than it's been the last couple years. At some point, I watched it, and it was just they weren't even running fast. You knew they were going to hit each other, but like,
right.
Some sports can have an all-star game where they don't hit each other, like basketball, hockey. There's a lot of contact in hockey, but you can play hockey and just kind of be like, all right, no hits, you know.
Yeah, you can't really do that in tackle football.
No.
So, he said we're doing away with the tackle game. They're going to go two-hand touch? They wouldn't do that.
The problem is, in real football, even if you said there's no run plays and wherever you catch the ball, that's just where it's going to be down. We're just going to play this, all-passing game.
Mm-hmm.
You still got linemen that make the game, but they're not really involved anymore. So what?
Did you go seven on seven?
Could do that.
You'd have to have obviously pick Pro Bowl linemen, but maybe they could the Pro Bowl linemen coach the team.
They just get to watch, yeah. Hang out.
They coach the team, and then they go 7-on-7.
But do you even want to watch that? I don't.
No.
And what if a guy gets hurt? You can still get hurt doing that.
Well, you get hurt in the regular game, obviously, but that's why they go half speed.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a former Georgia running back was at the Pro Bowl doing a flag football event on the beach and just shredded? Was it Terrence Edwards? Does that sound familiar? I don't think he ever played again. He shredded his knee playing sand flag football. I think it was Terrence Edwards, if that's even a guy.
Maybe they should do they even need to go anywhere? Can't they just announce the awards, call it done? Just have the all-pro.
Well, they still want to do something where they celebrate the players and, fly them somewhere and give them bonus.
It's going to be like another award show. Is that all it's going to be?
Oh, you turn it into like a draft night type event?
Just call them up there. Congratulations, here's your trophy.
Would you watch that?
No.
Yeah. Neither would I.
I'd be more likely to watch them do something they're not good at.
Well, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Make them like archery or something.
Golf,
yeah.
Par three.
Golf would be fun. Archery. Just things they have no idea what they're doing.
If they want to have them for a week or, weekend or whatever, they could mic them all up for the whole time and then just edit it and do kind of a Hard Knock style where they hang out with each other, they do stupid stuff, and then I might watch that if it's like an hour.
That wouldn't be so bad.
This is all the dumb stuff they did. Here's this guy doesn't know the sun rises in the east, that sort of thing. Have you heard about the new Hard Knocks?
So the Lions get the preseason version.
Yeah.
Who's the end season? No. It's Cardinals. That's right. Because Kingsbury doesn't like it, but he had to talk it up and say how great it's going to be for his team. The second one could be a very fascinating Hard Knocks.
I'm excited.
I don't think the Lions preseason version will be that interesting. I could be wrong. But don't they pick up in week 6 or something for the end season? The Cardinals. They're kind of teetering on, are they going to take the jump and be, really, really good?
But Kyler Murray wants a new contract.
Well, I know.
Showing up to voluntary.
That's what I'm saying. That could be a dumpster fire by week 6.
Yeah, it's going to be gold. Can't wait.
That's what I'm saying. That one will be interesting. One way or the other, it'll be interesting. The Lions, though?
I'll probably watch that one just because it'll be some football stuff before football, But
that's a good point. I did not watch any of the Cowboys one. Did you watch any of that one?
No. I don't know why.
I don't know either. And I actually really like that show. I think it's really well done. But I didn't watch any of that. I'm not even a Cowboys hater.
I don't know why.
It was Robert Edwards, not Terrence Edwards. Robert Edwards. Shouts out to Donnie and Shane.
Robert Edwards. Okay.
Yeah. Shredded his knee in the sand. Very sad.
All right, we'll come back with more Hour 3. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
You're listening to Three and Out.
Hour three continues. Daniel says, just do the skills challenge. Yeah, fine.
It's the only thing worth watching, really. Have they made a determination for game one? We are about an hour and 10 minutes away from scheduled first pitch. It is currently...
Yeah, how's the weather looking?
Wet.
I need like a... So in the winter, you know, when we're thinking about going skiing somewhere, like they have the cameras at the resort. And so you can check...
Oh, you want a Hoover cam. Field cam.
Yeah, you can check in on the cameras really for two reasons. Number one, you can see the weather. You can see, is it snowing? How much snow they have?
Yeah,
know, obviously
yeah.
You can check. They put up the stats too. But secondly, you can see how many people are there too. Usually if the... You know, kind of give you an idea of it's packed or not, how the lift lines are. You would need that for Hoover. See how the field's looking. Is it raining? You know.
There's your Doppler radar 25,000.
Oh, I feel like you're zoomed way in on that, making it look worse than it
is. That's Hoover. That's Birmingham.
That
that's Jasper.
It can't be that bad.
What are you talking about? That's live from the scene. That's Peter Burns. He's in Hoover. What are you doing?
I'm just saying, that looks bad.
Look, it's the weather. Like, you can't... I'm not trying to tell you this to make, you know, give you sad feelings about it. It's just, it's bad weather in Hoover today. What do you want to do?
Weather, I guess. Weather is the weather, I guess.
The weather is the weather.
Okay. God, you're not kidding about it crawling, dude.
Told you.
Good Lord. It's coming straight up the state of Alabama, too. Like, normally, you know, weather moves a little more west to east.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
straight out of the south.
Mm-hmm.
And which way is the orientation of the storm?
Yeah, north to south.
Yes. So that's a long line of rain. And then there's another a bigger one behind it. They might be able to squeeze in seven between the deluges.
Of one game?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're not getting...
We're game four today.
That's correct.
Let me zoom out a little more.
You were at 4% earlier, the 4% chance that this game gets played.
Okay, we play?
Yeah. Oh. That's what you were at, 4%?
Yeah, I'm at 0.04%.
Oh, okay. You got to one-up me and go 0.04?
Decimal issue okay. There.
No, that's good.
Forgot to multiply by, you know,
decimals wow. And things. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Divide by 100 and all that stuff. To the phone lines
sloppy
we
track.
Go.
Sloppy
we got
track.
Roberto on the horn. What's up, Berto? You're on three and out.
Well, I was going to say happy game day, gentlemen, but it sounds like that's not a thing.
Yeah, it's...
And there's a whole other band coming up out of Corpus Christi. Just, I mean, there's no way we're playing tonight.
I don't know. I mean, like, the radar can be deceiving sometimes because, you know, there's... I got a 15 minutes from the Met. And it's wet, but it looks possible. Maybe if they don't mind playing in a little muddy dirt.
Yeah, don't forget what they made Tennessee play in last year with cheese on the mound. I think that was the first LSU regional game.
It was.
And then they finally just called it because the lightning was so bad.
Yeah.
But the deluge, and remember he gave up like the first home run, he'd given up in like 15 or 20 innings because they were making him pitch with a ball that probably weighed 8 pounds.
Do you remember the picture? Do you remember the picture of it was like the most perfectly timed shot from behind him, the spiral of water coming off that ball?
Yes.
The unbelievable.
Ball coming out of his hand, and it was literally like looked like it had burst into water. And
yeah.
He turned into freaking Captain Planet. You know, that was funny, by the way. I don't know if y'all caught that. I thought that was hilarious. So, guys, the other thing. Even if we don't play tonight, that's a huge disadvantage for Tennessee if we don't play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather play in an absolute deluge because Vanderbilt, that game finished, what, like 1:30 this morning, our time?
Yeah, I think so. No, it was like 2:30 our time. 1:30 local. Really? Okay. It was. Oh yeah, it was late.
I mean, I'm all in on having to play that game, and preferably, honestly, pretty late. Make them tired. I don't think we need it, but that Branfield guy too. That guy's a total freak show. Did you see that stat last night? It was like the second time he gotten on base. They had made him slide back into first base 17 times.
Are you kidding me?
And two times on base, they'd held him on, and they said, "Is it Bianco? That's their coach, right?"
Yeah, Ole Miss. Yeah.
They said he's known. Burke was calling the game, and they said he's known for that. He's going to wear out your legs, and no crap. They threw over, I think it was 9 or 10 times his first time on, which was in the first inning, and he rounded second to go to third on a hit by the I think it was the guy at two behind him, and he stopped at second because he had no legs. So if we get a guy, if he gets on against us, no matter when we play them, we need to continually throw over at him. I know we don't do that well, and that is why I think Evan Russell kind of gets a little bit of crap. Yes, his form isn't great, but I don't think we hold runners well enough. If we have an Achilles heel, it's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want your thoughts on are we going to change now that we've gotten to tourney time, whether it's NCAA or SEC tournament? Are we going to start trying to hold runners? Because we're not going to hit the ball out of the ballpark like we were, because these ballparks are so large. What are your thoughts there, guys?
That's interesting, because I know Frank Anderson's big on routine. Like, he likes, you know, his guys to go through their specific routine. And you've seen that give us trouble. Not only the fact that we don't hold them on, but I think we get so distracted by the runner that sometimes, even if they're not really a threat to steal, we kind of lose it a little bit on the mound. I feel like that's happened, golly, I mean, I think of it about 5 times off the top of my head. But do you completely switch your tactics? We did a really good job in the first series against them of really not letting him get on base. I mean,
that was it, right? The key to that is just don't let him get on base.
Especially him. I mean, that guy, if he gets on first, you might as well just put him on third. He's good. But that's an interesting strategy by Bianco, and frankly, not a bad one at all, to just make him keep having to sprint back and dive and get up and, you know, put all the weight on his legs and then back again.
Yeah.
Not a bad move.
But by the last two throwbacks, I think he went in feet first and tried to stand up, and he almost walked off the bag.
Really?
You could tell he was getting, I mean, his jersey, go back and watch it for a half second. It's really interesting. It's a baseball strategy I've never seen, and I've been around the game since I was 3 years old.
17 times back to first base. That's wild.
In the first two times he was on base, I turned it off after that. But that's the stat I saw, that they had thrown over 17 times in the first two times he was on first base, which is a great idea. If you got it, I mean, he looked leg weary. I will say that he did. I'd never heard that strategy before, but it was brilliant. Guys, additionally, I know we're throwing dough no matter what day we play, right? I'm so excited for that kid. Tidwell. He deserves to be SEC Pitcher of the Year.
It's Tidwell in the first game.
Is it? Is that what was that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess they could adjust.
I heard that.
Adjust it if the schedule gets switched around. Like, if they go single elimination and the max you can play is 3. But no, they're going to go with Blade in game 1.
Really? I had not heard that. I had only heard Dolander. I don't know where I got that then. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Can I table that with, do we love that or do we hate that?
I think I like it. I think what you're trying to do is throw midweek guys early, weekend guys on the weekend, and then that keeps everybody in the normal routine.
So if it's Blade to start, is it Sechrist in relief at that point?
I would have to think longer. Sechrist has gone to unless
I mean,
we end up on the
regular bullpen guys.
Go ahead, Nate.
It's just a regular, you're not worried about bringing another starter. So, but yeah, Sechrist
could be used
in long relief.
Yeah, Sechrist only gets used if we go to double elimination and have to play through the loser bracket. I think he pitches in long relief. I think they view him as a starter only. What a luxury, right, guys, to have a guy like Xander Sechrist, who would probably be the third best pitcher on, 85-90% of the teams in the NCAA? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's the only thing that's weird to me is I felt like Blade's been better since coming back from the injury out of the pen.
I agree.
And Sechrist has been a really, really good midweek starter. I'm surprised they wouldn't go start Sechrist, feel it out, and then bring Blade in for relief. I just think he's been better as a relief pitcher as of late.
That's what I was going to propose, Houston, with you, with the Blade game, whatever game it was going to be, because we knew. I honest to God, had no idea until just now. I was now years old when I found that out. But I was going to propose you start Sechrist and pitch him like three innings, but this would have been later in the tournament. I know it sounds nuts. You pitch your aces up front, and then you stack them with Sechrist in the back, because if you get to the championship game, like, everybody's pitchers are going to be spent. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a guy like Sechrist, who is a decent midweeker. He's a very good midweeker. He would be a decent third man in the rotation, and you have your stack with him and Blade, or him and XYZ relief pitcher, and maybe Camden Sewell. Gosh, guys, it's almost an embarrassment of riches to the point where it makes it difficult, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guys, thank you for your time. I do think Tennessee is going to win the SEC tournament. But if they don't, let's not lose hope, guys, because, watch Mississippi State from last year. Take care.
Exactly, yeah.
Now,
didn't we run-rule them right out of the tournament last year? Or maybe that was their first loss?
No, I don't remember. No, it would have been – I think you are right.
Worked out okay for them in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, winning the whole natty and everything.
Yep. What in the world?
What?
Today is Wednesday, correct?
All day.
Sorry. On D1 Baseball, they have Auburn 3, Kentucky 1, final.
What?
Wednesday, May 25th. That's today, right?
Yes.
I have Auburn 3, Kentucky 1, final.
Did they accidentally just post the Vandy Ole Miss score for the late game?
To the wrong, maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Wrong slot. Because that is the game that's supposed to be starting in an hour, right? Kentucky Auburn?
Yes. Okay. It was supposed to be played last night at 8 p.m.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, they just put the wrong game in, I guess.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It's a tough gig out there.
Well, I mean, we could watch some other baseball this, today, I guess. Like, is Miami playing NC State at 7? And Charlotte, they got rain. Is that going to be okay, maybe? I don't know. Watch a little ACC tournament. That get you going? What about Big 12? Texas, Oklahoma State, 10 o'clock, right as the show ends.
No.
That's in Arlington. Those could be teams we face. Texas 19th, Oklahoma State 9th.
I'm not big on scouting future opponents for baseball.
No.
Baseball, I feel like you got to take care of yourself.
Can't really get into it.
No.
What about some of these little tournaments, See the automatic, tickets be punched, maybe.
No.
No? Not going to watch the A Sun today?
No, I mean, I'll watch a little bit of the SEC tournament, assuming it gets played at all.
Watch Liberty and Kennesaw State.
I'm guessing those are going to be an update probably in the next 15 to 20 minutes about game one.
Hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
What about the Big South, Charleston Southern and High Point?
I will watch exactly 0 seconds of that game.
Big Ten?
No.
Started today.
Maybe you can find out if Longwood is playing today.
Guess where the Big Ten plays their tournament? Omaha, Nebraska.
Huh? The Big Ten plays their tournament in Omaha?
They are this year, I guess.
Oh.
Conference USA rolling today.
Fascinating.
I haven't seen Longwood yet.
Did they not make it, Hickman?
I mean, surely they made it. I thought they were decent at baseball.
There's
it's
a
the
lot,
Big South, though.
There's a lot of teams on here. I don't know.
Georgia Tech's apparently pretty fun to watch if you ever see them on TV and you got nothing to do. Somebody tweeted out yesterday that their pitching staff is pretty much the equivalent of little leaguers. T-ball guys, just absolutely terrible. Like, they can't pitch worth a crap.
But they got good bats, don't they?
Their offense is one of the best in the country.
Yeah. You're not going to watch any of that. I don't know why you're even reading it.
Texas State tonight, 8:30.
Okay.
11th ranked team in the country. Sun Belt from Montgomery, Alabama. That probably ain't happening either, is it?
No. The whole state is underwater. What are you talking about? No.
We can watch the West Coast Conference tournament. Surely they're okay in the rain department.
I don't know.
Grand Canyon in action tonight from Arizona. They probably have good weather in Arizona.
Probably.
Very nice and dry.
1,000 degrees.
No Longwood on the score. Now, they might have a bye, Hickman, because some of these tournaments, you know, are still kind of playing games today.
They are in everything school, I've been told. So,
is that right?
They're good at women's basketball, too.
Did they make
the
tournament?
Basketball. Yeah, they made the tournament. Okay. I think they won a game, actually.
Wow. Huge.
Longwood is not good at baseball.
Oh, well, I guess they're not in everything school then.
20-33. They've lost their last four.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's kind of not fair to judge them by that.
Yeah, they, midweek game. What, wins and losses? Fives. Come on.
Okay, they're in the Big South, so maybe all the teams don't make the Big South. We'll find that out. Come back with more.
Mm-hmm.
Three and Out next. More hour three here from Three and Out. Longwood didn't make the conference tournament.
There, yeah, so well, you'll
we
have
beat
that.
Them. How bad did we beat them, Chris?
28-2.
We played them this year.
Yeah, but I guess we didn't really notice because we hadn't played them in basketball yet. So, yeah, we played them in March, and then I think we played Longwood in late March, early April.
I figured if...
thought you were a big Longwood guy.
Just basketball.
Okay. That's fine.
They'll be back next year. Heard they lost a lot from last year's team.
Mm. Is that right?
That's what I heard.
Did you really hear that, or are you just saying that?
Maybe.
I asked you two different questions. I don't think maybe is a response that works.
Going off of just like one game score you see on Twitter from a baseball team, probably not the best way to judge things, I'll admit. But
so you saw a score from one of their 20 wins, and just in your head, they're good.
I mean, it was a blowout, I believe.
Okay.
I follow a lot of their athletic accounts on Twitter. Probably my second favorite university at the moment.
Along with your second favorite university?
Yeah, probably.
You going to take a visit?
No.
You're not going to decommit from Tennessee, though, right?
Oh, no. I'm glad we kicked their ass, but like that's a good small school to root for.
Yeah. Former girls' college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Have you guys seen the next point of interest regarding Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban?
What do you mean by point of interest?
Well, obviously, Nate, you know, the last couple of weeks have been pretty hot and heavy between Jimbo and Nick with the accusations thrown out by Saban, the fiery press conference by Jimbo Fisher in which he said, "We don't buy any players. How dare you, mm-hmm. you son of a snake." Saban, of course, telling a room full of Alabama boosters. I don't know if he knew there was a TV there or not, but he had a microphone in his hand, so you got to know that sometimes people record these things, said A&M bought every player.
Every player.
Yesterday, four-star quarterback Eli Holstein decommitted from Texas A&M and committed to?
Alabama.
How about that?
A good guess.
So, is it safe to say that, I don't know. If A&M's buying every player, as Nick Saban would say, and they just had a player decommit and go to Alabama, has Nick Saban officially entered the player-buying realm?
You know how he said,
mm-hmm.
he always complains about something right as he figures it out?
Yeah.
Sounds like he figured it out.
It took him a week to flip an A&M quarterback. I mean, if that's not the biggest middle finger over the bow.
He probably heard the Jimbo retort and said, send me the list of their kids. Which one can we pay more to get? That one? How do we get this money done? Well, Coach, you don't do anything. We have the collective over here, and we get him the money.
What if right after he said that about A&M, like they bought every player? You know, then he was like, all right, everyone turning the cameras off. Now I'm going to talk to you guys as boosters. He's going to fire back. It's going to be this loud, crazy response, and I want you guys to hear what he says. I want you to look at him. I want you to watch it. I want you to listen, and then I want you to tell me how much money you're willing to donate to the Alabama Collective. And now, a week later, we'll be taking this quarterback, although I will say that does make things a little bit more interesting for the Arch Manning sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bama, Georgia, and Texas are thought to be the three teams that lead. I believe Georgia has added a 2024 quarterback to their class. Now Bama has added a 2024 quarterback.
2023, you mean?
Yes, I'm sorry. Are signs pointing for Arch Manning to end up in Austin with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Sarkisian, and Bevo?
He'll probably be in movies. Because that's the thing now for these athletes, are getting paid to be in movies. So with the McConaughey connection, that's you might good. See Arch Manning on the big screen.
I'll be honest, if I didn't have a tie to a school at all, but I was a great quarterback, and I could go play, I mean, he's from Louisiana, but if I could go play at Texas and hang out with Matthew McConaughey, that'd be pretty cool. Even though Sarkisian's not a very good coach, I think he's a good coach, I think he's a great offensive coordinator. It is Texas.
Arch Manning, Magic Mike 3.
Okay, that's a little much.
Wait, which guy flipped? What's his name? The A&M quarterback you're talking about.
Yeah, I just had it. 1 second. Holstein.
Eli Holstein.
Yes.
Hmm.
Trying to look at his timeline. He has been, oh no, he might have been committed for a long time.
He visited LSU last week, 2 weeks ago. Unofficial. He visited Florida recently, too. And Arkansas.
He went to junior day at Alabama on March 5th. He decommitted from Alabama, or excuse me, A&M on March 18th.
So he's been decommitted from
A&M. Yeah, he's been decommitted for a little bit. But it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of funny.
That's still funny.
The headline I read made it seem like he just like decommitted and flipped over. So maybe it's not as.
No, he just committed to. But that does. So he is the eighth best quarterback in the composite, 6'4", 222. The rankings for that class is the 2023 class. Arch Manning's number one. Malachi Nelson's committed to USC. He's number two. Dante Moore is uncommitted. He's out of Detroit. He's number three. Nico is number four, obviously committed to Tennessee. Then you've got an uncommitted guy at five named Jaden Rashada out of Pittsburgh, California, not.
Interesting.
Pennsylvania. Then the number six guy, Jackson Arnold out of Texas, is committed to Oklahoma. There's a dude at seven committed to Clemson. Then Eli's at eight committed to Alabama. So there you go. Doesn't A&M have a stud in the class that they bought everybody with?
They had a bunch of studs. As Hickman said, it might Wigman. Be the greatest recruiting class of all time.
Wigman or something? Connor?
Yeah, Connor something like Wigman. That.
I'll look this up. But I mean,
it's an arms race, though. You got to get a quarterback every year.
Do you?
Well, you know how I feel about it.
I mean, Alabama has Ty Simpson in that same class, the 2022 class, like the enrolled class now.
Traitor.
Connor Wigman's ranked one spot ahead of him. He's two. Alabama's got three. It's kind of funny. Clemson has the number one guy. What's it? Cabe Klubnik.
Klubnik, yeah. I remember that name.
Out of Austin, Texas.
From Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Going to Clemson?
Yes.
But Sark might get Arch.
True.
Fascinating.
Gunnar Stockton in that class to Georgia. Sam Horn to Missouri.
It's a great name for a quarterback.
Yeah, Gunnar Stockton.
That's good.
Texas has a guy in that class, four-star, who's one spot ahead of Taven Jackson, Tennessee's guy.
Okay.
Is that the way you do it? You go four-star, five-star, four-star, five-star, four-star, five-star, if you're one of the best schools?
If it were me, I think I'd go five-star, right, five-star, 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 five-star.
But it feels like if you have five-star, five-star, it's really hard to get another five-star.
So then you go get a four-star.
Yeah.
Guys are less likely to commit if there's a five-star quarterback on the roster.
I'd agree.
Unless you're Alabama. Like...
Right. And not paying players, wink, wink.
Didn't Arch Manning set some of his visit dates and stuff?
Did he? I think so. He did say he was maybe close to committing, maybe.
That was a while back.
I know. And he still hasn't committed, though, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that going for you. If you're an Arch Manning recruitnik.
I was reading CBS Sports. Said he has official, Arch Manning has official visits set up with all three right now.
Texas,
Alabama, and Georgia.
Okay.
For Arch
That's what
Manning.
I thought. Yeah.
But, yeah, man, they say it's reasonable to assume that at least now Arch does not have Alabama at the top of the list.
Oh, no. Sad, really.
I mean, do you think Peyton would let Arch go to Alabama?
I don't think anyone in his family
Peyton
would let
doesn't have a say in it.
Probably not, but I do think there's... I mean,
probably
but,
doesn't like Alabama. He's
no, he went to Alabama and Eli. Yeah. I mean, they're like, look, man, you can go a lot of places. You can't go to Alabama.
If they told him he couldn't go to Alabama, that is terrible parenting, and I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
He's probably just visiting Alabama just to steal a little what they do, what they don't do. Like
probably recruit against Alabama on his visit. Smart. That happens a lot.
Smart. Come back with more. Final segment of the program next. All right, you've jinxed us now.
Just in case we play, just in case.
Oh, we're beating Vandy whenever we play them.
The tarp is on the field in Hoover.
That's good.
Okay.
I would say the radar looks, well, not necessarily a good thing when you're trying to play baseball, but it's Tennessee orange all around Hoover. So that's cool, but also not what you want. Again, looking at radar. Let's see. This looks like... I mean, that storm is moving directly north.
Yeah, it's going to be a long
And
day.
It's like Hoover is splitting the middle of the entire front. Fingers crossed. If there were to be a game today, Adam Hickman, your score prediction... Tennessee Vanderbilt, which, frankly, folks, this game may start today and end tomorrow, or it may start tomorrow and end tomorrow, but also tonight.
What are the odds they get one game in today?
Ooh.
Slim to none.
I think there's going to be a gap there where they can
maybe
get...
Maybe like 40% chance to get one
I think
in.
There's a gap where they can get part of a game done.
Maybe like 10% chance they get two games, probably like 2% chance they get three games and pretty much nothing that they get ours.
Yeah, basically, great. Yeah.
I thought the number one seed usually gets to play early in the day. Like in basketball, they always get the first game.
That's usually the way it goes. Yeah, exactly. But I also think that, I mean, obviously we are the draw for the SEC tournament. So that gives, our fans a little more time to get down there, take a half day from work and drive down. And for TV purposes, you want Tennessee playing at 5:30, which is now probably going to be... I mean, if everything was to go perfect today, there's no way first pitch is before, what, 8:30?
For our game?
I'm saying if everything went perfect. Because we're 30 minutes after the 4:30 game.
9 o'clock. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. 8 or 8:30, yeah.
No way 8 o'clock. It's going to start at 5:30.
4:30 local, I'm saying. But yeah. Yeah, you're right. It'd be 5:30.
Yeah.
If I read the times right. Is the third game not slated for 4:30 local, or is it 4:30 our time?
It's 4:30 local, 5:30.
Okay, yeah, so 9.
Yeah.
At the earliest.
At the 8:30 at the absolute, it's a pitcher's duel.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 8:30, 9 o'clock. That's best case scenario. That's no rain in the forecast at all. And the game's all in regulation. And
yeah, no extras. Yeah,
there's 0% chance we play today.
I disagree.
Although they did first pitch last night 10:50. So, they've got 2 hours, seems like.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd start a game after 11. I think that's got to be, the number.
Yeah, there's probably some hard and fast rule there.
7-3, Vols win. Game, first pitch, 11 o'clock.
It's going to make tomorrow's show a doozy.
Mm. Yeah, well, Brett's going to run the board. I'll probably sleep on the floor.
It's not the way this works. Nate, what would your score prediction be for a game that did take place today?
5-3
No? What's the temperature? It's not cold, right? It's just wet. 70 degrees.
Yeah. That's like I said, because that's a score that would kind of make me sweat it out a little bit.
Yes. I hope they don't play this game
today. What do
you think? I was thinking like 4-2
I mean, we struggled at Kentucky in this type of weather.
I know. I mean, it was also it was freezing cold in that one, but this is at least it's warmer. 4-2 As long as there's no stops or breaks, I think we'll be okay.
Alan but just sent it in. We got a weather update real quick. Game four between Auburn and Kentucky is currently in a weather delay.
You don't
first
say.
Pitch, TBD. It's official.
Well, it's still 35 minutes before first pitch. So basically what they're saying is the teams aren't able to start their warm-ups on time.
Correct, correct.
But it's still going to be delayed.
Right. Oh,
yeah. We knew this. We been talking about that all morning. There was no way they were getting that first pitch on time.
I'm still surprised, even though we knew it was going to happen.
I bet they play one game.
You think they get one game in today?
Part of one game.
Postseason baseball.
Well, because if they can get the one game in, they're at least now starting fresh with a whole day.
Yeah, you're backed up a day.
I think they'll really try.
That's a good point.
Do, you know,
get last night's game in this morning or throughout the day and then just move on to the next.
We'll break it all down tomorrow. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Does your business need storage space? Do you need some?